This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Hey, I'm Deirdre Bosa with your CNBC Tech Check briefing. This Monday morning, tech is front and center in the campaign to win the White House this November. First, the Trump campaign said it was hacked, citing a Microsoft report. That report in turn pointing to Iran and overall increased activity from Iranian groups in recent months. From what we know, it stemmed from a compromised email account belonging to a former advisor to U.S. presidential campaign. Phishing relies on someone simply clicking something in an email. Experts warn this could be the first salvo as sophisticated groups looking to sow chaos in the 2024 race. This weekend, Vice President Kamala Harris coming back to her roots, speaking to a sold-out crowd of Bay Area donors at a major San Francisco fundraiser on Sunday. Harris hopes to find more support with Silicon Valley leaders after some Biden administration policies strained the relationship between Democrats and tech. The Harris event, raising close to $13 million, roughly the same haul former President Trump came away with from a much smaller June event hosted by venture capitalist David Sachs. And we could hear more from the former president soon. Trump is expected to sit down with Elon Musk in a conversation hosted on X, social media platform tonight. It is the latest signal of a growing bond between the two. Musk endorsed Trump following the failed assassination attempt. Records show he has spent $21 million to oppose the Democratic ticket. We'll keep you updated on how tech is roiling the election here on Tech Check. See you back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With the advanced connectivity and intelligence of global secure networking, we're helping businesses of all sizes transform, grow, and thrive. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.